Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome again to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight on our very first Monday show. Make sure you let everyone know we switch from Fridays to Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a great show lined up for you as well. We'll be discussing the latest entertainment news, Ron's perspective of what's going on in sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we'll also be talking to the fellows behind Rocksteady Entertainment. I can't wait for you to find out what they have going on. But as always, we'll be discussing our question of the day, and we want you to be part of the conversation. So make sure you give us a call at 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, what's up, Ms. Parker? How are you feeling tonight?
I am feeling very well. I'm liking this Monday thing. How about you?
Yeah, I like the Monday. You know, I'm still loving the Monday.
I am. I really like it. I think it's a good way to start our week off.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, we can enjoy the festivities in Atlanta.
I knew it was a reason behind it.
Yeah, okay. Well, what do you have planned going on this week?
I mean, this week just work, but I had a great weekend. It was nice out this weekend.
Yeah.
I was able to have some fun in the sun, so I'm hoping that the weather stays nice. But I think we're getting more rain sometime this week, so weekend should be nice.
It came out on Friday.
It did. Sunday was pretty nice. Saturday was a bit windy, but you know, we'll take what we can get. So
exactly.
And you're going to be out of town this weekend, right?
I will. I'm going home to my family. Look forward to that.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Very excited.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest entertainment, news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We want to hear from you.
So if you haven't done so already, I know we ask you this every week, but please like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, FHO. Each and every Friday, we post the question of the day. We appreciate everyone who participates every day in the questions of the day, and especially the questions of the day on now it's going to be on Mondays. Sorry, it used to be on Fridays, but our new question of the week really is going to be on Monday. But we will still post questions every day.
Yeah. Well, today's question is kind of, I'll see what you think about this, Ms. Parker. Okay, so if you've previously dated someone in your office at work, is it acceptable to date someone else in the same office?
That just sounds like a whole bunch of drama to me. I'll just stay away from that whole situation completely, okay?
Yeah.
Dating someone in the office is just not a good look. Not at all.
Yeah. I'll do the office romance. I can't do the
office
romance.
Yeah, me neither. I know you can't help who you fall for, but some people make it a habit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look. Everyone's in your business. It's not a good look.
Yeah,
so I guess my answer would be no.
You're right. Have you ever been in a situation where you dated someone you worked with?
No.
Okay.
Never. I'm really private, so that wouldn't work for me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Well, I'm curious to hear what our listeners have to say, so make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter and answer the question, and we'll be calling them out a little bit later on, and we'll be right back.
Get high.
High
magazine.
Get high.
Get high.
Hype magazine. A magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I also want to remind everyone to check out our albums on Facebook and Twitter, but we have a new website. It's www.thestephennightshow.webs.com. So definitely check that out. Register. Get the exclusive stuff. We'll be having some behind the scenes kind of things being posted very soon. But Ms. Parker, what's going on entertainment news?
Before we go on to entertainment, I wanted to kind of talk about the mother who drove her kids in the river.
Oh yeah.
Such a sad story. I know that you probably heard about it.
Yeah.
I believe it was in Jersey. She actually, I hate to say this, but she's black, which was surprising.
Yeah.
You know. It was just for me, anyways. It was surprising. 25 years old, had four kids, and three died with her. Her 10-year-old son was able to swim out of the car and save himself. He tried to get help for his family, but wasn't able. By the time he got help and got back, everyone was dead. And they interviewed a lady who helped him on the side of the road, and she said that he said that his mother changed her mind after they started drowning. She kept saying, "I made a mistake," and she was trying to get the babies out of the back seat, I guess, to kind of save them. But you know, of course, it was too late because the water was getting in the car. So. Very sad story.
It is crazy what you think about what goes on in some people's lives to get them to that point, you know.
It's a very thin line, you know. Anything will push somebody over the edge.
Sure.
So you never know what people are going through.
Especially in these times, anyway.
Exactly. I just wish, you know, she hadn't decided to make that decision, especially with, you know, innocent kids in the car with her.
Yeah.
But it was very sad.
Yeah,
well, moving on to something not so serious and sad. Did you watch The Apprentice last night? Oh, yeah, you did.
I watched it. I mean, that is one of my favorite shows on right now.
I know.
Now, Nene's starting to show her true colors, right?
It's so funny how we were both out and like, okay, it's time to go home. The Apprentice is coming on.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it's very entertaining, and yeah, Nene, I don't know if she's being entertaining, or I guess I'm starting to think that's just her.
Yeah, crazy.
And LaToya,
they're just ganging up on LaToya. Her,
that show is just pure comedy, okay?
Yeah.
Poor LaToya.
Your boy finally got sent home.
Gary got sent home.
Yeah. You look shocked.
They interviewed him today on the Today Show, but I only saw a clip of it, and he was talking about how he would vote for Donald Trump or whatever. He's still, like, dazed and confused acting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Gary, get it together.
You know, my biggest issue with him is the hair. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, he always said, why does his hair look like that? I'm like, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, so he got kicked off. Who do you think is going next? The boys are only down to three.
Yeah, I think it depends on who wins. If the girls lose, it might be either the Playmate or LaToya.
Okay.
If the guys lose, I don't know. Maybe Meatloaf? I don't know.
If the guys lose, I say they'll probably get rid of Lil Jon.
You think Lil Jon? Lil Jon's doing really well, don't you think?
Yeah, he is, but I'm saying I think that's who they will probably get rid of.
Next.
Because I think Meatloaf and the Cowboy, John, they're a little closer.
What about the girls if they lose?
LaToya. I'm surprised she's still on there.
Well, let's talk about this real quick. Remember she was saying how she grew up with a personal chef and she has one to this day, so she knows how to cook.
Yeah, she kind of pissed me off with that because I'm like, I saw the movie. Wasn't that in the kitchen cooking this green?
The American Dream, whatever the movie was about their life.
Yeah, she was the one up in there messing up the greens. I mean, I can understand she doesn't know how to cook, but she cooked before. And she was like, hey, you know, we grew up with personal chefs. I'm like, please. No, you didn't. I saw the movie. I was crowd up in that house. That little big house.
Right.
Before
four
people came out, you know how to cook something. Nene had me cracking up when she said, the dog had to do a Michael Jackson on me.
Nene's funny, but her person, I mean, she just, you got to watch her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she does,
yeah.
Like, that Michael Jackson thing was funny. That was funny.
Okay, well, another one of our favorite reality shows, the new Toni Braxton and her sister.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Oh, my God. Tamar.
Tamar.
She is a mess.
First of all, I hate to break it to her, but does she think she's going to have a big music career?
Yeah.
She keep harassing her husband about it.
I am
going to
give her this one. She can sing. Her only album was good.
I'm not taking that from her, but, I mean.
But she's a mess.
Right.
She thinks she's going to come out and be singing with Lady Gaga and Beyonce.
Right. She want to be on Gaga track. Her husband was like, what?
She's a mess. And I think she married that man thinking she was going to come up. Well, she did come up. Cause she came up, right. But I think she thought, you know, she was going to have the money,
music,
the cars, the house, and a singing career. And he's like,
yeah.
Okay, I gave you enough.
Right. Shoot.
Because that whole thing looked kind of forced anyways.
Right, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Look at her and look at him, and you're like, okay, something's going on. But, you know, it is what it is.
And then the sister from that lives in Baltimore, I mean Maryland, not Baltimore, lives in Maryland, she's gained some weight, and she's mad because she's not in the group anymore, the background singer.
Well, she hasn't been in for 10 years.
Yeah.
So, it's just a mess, but I like that show.
Yeah, I like Toni Braxton on the show. She comes off really nice, really cool.
They said Tamar is trying to take over.
You can tell. Not as one, right.
It's really entertaining, though. It's entertaining.
Yeah,
it's
it was actually a good show. I wasn't expecting it to be that good. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's coming on tomorrow. I think it's on Tuesday night at 8 or something.
Okay.
Speaking about singers, Beyonce is coming back out with a new single.
Yeah.
How do you feel
that? She had a single week. You know, she's been out of the game for a while, you know, which is rare for Beyonce. I'm sure she's been doing other stuff, but just not making music. Well, it's some song, Girl, something, I forgot what it's called, but
Girl,
I heard it today. I did not like it. I did not like it. I don't get it. It sounded like it was all over the place. But they said it wasn't the finished version, so maybe the finished version will be better. But Beyonce is, you know, incredibly beautiful. She's very talented, but I don't like this one at all.
I heard it, too. I didn't like it either. But I think she needs a break. She needs to just, you know, chill out for a minute.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just me.
Yeah. A lot of people think that. But, you know, Beyonce is going to, I guess she's trying to capitalize on what she has now because there's so many people coming in and out the industry. You know, you want to get it while you can.
I guess that is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Get it while you can. I know sports is coming up next, but Kobe was fined for calling someone.
Yeah, the referee. When
a fag or something, the referee, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard he's fighting it. He was fined $10,000. So I heard he's fighting that. I mean, I didn't see the big deal, but and he was on the bench when he said it.
Right. And the thing is, I mean, they're saying it was a homophobic thing, but I don't think gay people want to be called fags either. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he was, you know what I'm saying? So him calling someone that, I don't really see it being a homophobic remark.
Yeah, no, I agree. They're just overreacting. But I'm not a huge Kobe fan, but I really think that one was like over the top.
Yeah.
They're overreacting.
You're picking. Anything else?
Exactly. That's it for entertainment this week.
All right. Well, you know, the playoffs started this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ron, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, first of all, man, I just want to say a couple of things. Man,
okay.
I saw the Braxton family, is it Braxton Family Values or something?
Yeah.
Man, is it me or do the Braxtons look like the Jacksons now with all the plastic surgery looks? Jackson makeup. I mean, even...
They have some really bad weed jobs, for sure.
Right.
weed. Yeah, it's just like it's like the Jacksons. It's like looking at LaToya or something. It's crazy.
It's not that bad yet, but it's getting there. LaToya in her own, she in her own category, honey.
Listen, she killing the game though.
It's crazy. But actually,
hey, Ron, what do you think about the whole Kobe thing?
Yeah, man. I think that I kind of see it from like both sides. I think that the NBA had to do what they had to do because they didn't want to wanted to look like they condone, you know, their players saying those words, you know. That's all, you know. We do, you know, they're saying we do not condone the F word, the B word, you know. Even though these players cuss all the time, but
right.
They wanted it to be known, you know, that they don't play, and it cost Kobe $100,000.
Right.
I thought it was 10. Okay.
Yeah, nah,
100,000. Okay.
But speaking of the playoffs, man, the Lakers, man, they didn't look good. They didn't look good yesterday. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Mm.
It was, you know,
they didn't look good. They lost.
That's what I'm saying. They lost. Chris Paul went.
Boston won
barely. My Bulls came back in the fourth quarter and won. And guess what, y'all? The Hawks won. The Hawks beat the Magic. Can you believe
it? Came up.
Hey, Atlanta came up. I think that's the only win. I think they're about to lose the rest of the game. Sorry, Atlanta Falcons. I'm Falcons. Atlanta Hawks fans, but yeah, I don't see the Hawks winning.
You don't see them winning anything else?
Nah. Nah. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and give my picks. I'm gonna still say Lakers out the West, and I'm gonna say Miami out the East.
Miami? I was wondering if you were gonna say that. Okay. Miami plays tonight, don't they?
Let's see. The Bulls are playing tonight, and Miami's playing tonight. And
okay.
So far, I don't know what the scores are because I'm out and about with the public, but I will be checking them as soon as I, you know, get back home, and I will be talking about them next week.
All right. Well, that all you have for us tonight?
That's pretty much it, man. Oh, also, check out the NHL playoffs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Check out hockey, definitely. Oh, and
do you
also,
follow that?
I'm sorry?
Do you follow the hockey?
Not like I should. No,
okay,
I don't.
Okay.
I like when they're about to fight. That's about
they fight.
Exactly. Oh yeah, definitely. But nah, I'm gonna actually start to watch it more, definitely. Absolutely. And also, big up to Tiger Woods. He almost won the Masters, man. Came up just a little short.
Yeah, but Tiger, he started turning around when he got away from all that. The scandal and craziness.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why get married, dude? You didn't have to get married. That's what I like about LeBron James. He's not getting married. He's like, man, I got my life. My life is good. I don't, you know, I do me, and it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
So more power to him. More power to him, definitely. But also, yo, check me out, Ron Cosby One Twitter. Ron Cosby COSBY, just like Bill, number one at Twitter. Check me out.
Definitely follow him, y'all. He's on Twitter too. He'll be on there.
Please, yes, I'm there every day.
I thought he gave the Bulls a shout out.
Challenge me, yes. Challenge me, man. Twitter me, challenge me, tweet me. Yes, challenge me, definitely. Yes.
Hey, look, you gave the Bulls a shout out. They had the best season in the league.
Best season in the league. The Chicago Bulls have the best record in the NBA. Who would have thought
right.
that? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Last time, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say the last time that happened, a brother by the name of Michael Jordan was still playing for him. So.
Exactly.
And we all know what happened then. Championship rings. So this might be the Bulls' year, but I don't think so. I think they'll lose
the
Miami Heat. The
Bulls are playing really good.
Yeah.
Bulls are playing good ball, really good ball. But I just see Miami in a seven-game series. I just see Miami being the better team. So
yes.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, we'll definitely hold you to your predictions, as always.
You're right about the
Super Bowl.
We'll see what happens.
All right, man. Well, take care. Thanks again.
You're welcome, man.
All right.
David
all
Parker. Right. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
And, Janera, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You sure?
You sound like you're asleep.
And you know, it's past my bedtime.
You're right. On a Monday, too?
On a weekday, too? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I'm about to die. Lord.
You're an old lady.
I feel so like old my
time. I told you that. I can't wait to see her when she's like 50 years old. She's going to be so
a mess.
So
be like dad times three.
Right.
Y'all know life of me ain't been no crystal stair.
Oh. That's our favorite saying.
It's been hard.
Yes,
time.
It is. Before Oprah, might I add, I just need to go ahead and add
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you said before Oprah said it.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I've been saying that since I was in the 12th grade.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. What do you have for
so
us tonight?
I have a couple of good sales for you all tonight. So I just wanted, of course, I wanted to share. I'm not sure if you know about 6 p.m., but it's sort of like the Zappos. It's like the discount Zappos website. You know, it's like a part of Zappos.com, but it's not exactly Zappos.com. You know about that one, Ms. Parker?
No, Nope.
Yeah,
I should know about Zappos.com.
I've never been on it. I've heard.
Well, Zappos is kind of expensive, but 6 p.m. is like the more reasonably priced. I mean, same brands. It's just that they may have something from last season. So I guess it's sort of like the Zappos outlet.
Okay.
So they're having a sale. They're always having a sale. But this sale actually struck me because, you know, this is stuff over 50% off. So that's why I was loving it. They have Steve Madden for men and women at up to 75% off. And they have Guess and Fergie shoes at up to 65% off. So, and they also sell, like, clothes and accessories, jewelry. They sell all types of things. But their main thing is shoes, I guess, because that was Zappos' main thing when they first started. And, you know, Zappos branched out and started selling, like, clothing and accessories. And so that's what 6 p.m. is doing as well because they're sort of like Zappos' outlet. So they're having a really good sale, and it's and all you have to do is just type in 6pm.com, and, you know, they have, like, daily deals, but today's deal is great because they have prices of 65 and 70% off, 75%
wow.
off. So I was loving that one. Another site I'm absolutely in love with, and, of course, this isn't in stores, but this is on their website, Victoria's Secret is having a clearance sale. And their clearance sale.
On their website?
Right. Mm-hmm, on their website. Now, in their stores, you might be able to find a couple of bras and panties, but you're not going to be able to find, of course, the clothes and the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Their clearance is at up to 70% off.
Wow.
So, of course, I want to tell everybody about that. Now, like I said, you know.
And
like
that's on clothes? You said on their clothes only?
That's on everything. That's on all of their clearance. Like, if you go into the stores, you're not going to find clothing in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find everything in the stores you'll find on the website, but you won't find everything that's on the website in the stores.
Okay.
So I will always take to go into the stores first. And then they always have, like, a large variety. You know, they have a larger selection in the store, I mean, on the website than they do in the store. So I will always go to the website. You know, let your fingers do the walking instead of your feet. And, you know.
Some of these people don't need their feet to be moving.
So what else do I have for you guys? Neiman Marcus Last Call. That's an outlet store. And they're having like a shoe and handbag event, I guess, Easter. And they're having like off of the original Neiman Marcus price, they're having 55% off of everything. So off
wow.
of the original prices. So that's not off of the, now keep in mind, like, you know, when you go into an outlet mall, they say, oh, we have 55% off, oh, we have 65% off. You're thinking that it's off of the, you know, a lot of times people are thinking that it's going to be off of the outlet price. But that's not how they operate. They do.
Oh, it's off the original price.
It's off of the original price. So the price that they had in the store, like if you know, Neiman Marcus is kind of high end. So if they had like a price of like $500, and they tell you that it's going to be 55% off, it's going to be 55%. And then they come to the outlet store and it's marked down to $350. When you buy it, it's going to be the 55% off of that $500, not $350. But I mean, it could still be a good deal if you're searching around, because they can really discount some stuff. And, another one that I absolutely love is Nordstrom Rack, but they ain't got no sales. We're not gonna talk about them right now. But but Neiman Marcus last call. So the only one in Georgia, and I know we have listeners all over the country and probably even the world, but the only one in Georgia is the one at Discover Mills Mall. So that's in Lawrenceville. But, I mean, they have them all over the place, but the only one in Georgia is there. So
okay.
Just keep that in mind. And then there's another one that I like, and I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with CNC California, that brand. Well, they're having a sale. Yeah, it's just you have to go onto their website. Now, they do have stores throughout the country. They just don't have any in Georgia. They, they're having a spring sale, and they're having prices at 50% off. So that might be something that you wanna check out, and you can just Google CNC California, and they're having a spring sale which ends tomorrow, and you can take 50% off of all that spring fashion. So
great.
That's just about everything I have.
I am all out of my feet.
I knew you would be.
You bring your
toys
home.
I try to do my best.
And we can check you out at budgetshopaholic.com.
Budgetshopaholic.com.
If you go on our website, thestevetonightshow.web.com, there's a link to Budget Shopaholic on there as well, amongst other things. So thanks, as always, Ms. Ferguson. Get your rest.
Yes, please get your beauty sleep.
We're
going to keep you up past your bedtime.
All right. Well, thanks
again. I'll talk to everybody later. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
And you can, as always, you can go on our Facebook page to check out more on Budget Shopaholic, and we'll be right back.
Hello out there. This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back. I'm Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker. Stephen, what we got coming up next?
Well, I'm really excited to introduce our next guest, Sonny Rock Williams and Lerman Elliott, I believe, are the men behind Rocksteady Entertainment. Their company is dedicated to entertainment management, concert and special events promotions. And on Friday, May 27th, mark your calendars at 8 o'clock, they're holding the Rocksteady Entertainment comedy show Explosion. What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, Steve. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. Now, I know you also have your the host of the event, comedian, was it Dino Posey? Is he on?
I'm here.
Okay, great. So, who all do we have?
This is Lerman, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right. I've been looking forward to this moment for a long time, getting on the show
with
you.
Well, I'm glad we finally got y'all on. Y'all, I went to one of y'all shows, I believe, last year, and it was so funny. All the comedians were great. It was a good turnout, you know, nice environment. So tell us a little bit about Rocksteady Entertainment.
Well, Rocksteady Entertainment is a small business, so, you know, in today's economy, we all still trying to stay afloat, but we're doing good. Rocksteady Entertainment is a, as you said, it's a entertainment management company that's really focusing on family entertainment, entertainment that's clean, entertainment that's geared toward church groups, family entertainment for all ages.
Okay. Well, how did you get started? How did Rocksteady Entertainment come about?
Pretty much just looking at, you know, what's going on in today's environment and trying to come up with a an idea or a concept that would allow family to come back together and doing things and, you know, getting out and enjoying one another as opposed to, you know, nowadays a lot of kids, all they have is video games and not getting out and spending time, quality time with their parents or their other siblings or their cousins or their neighbors or their friends. So pretty much in thinking about what we were trying to do, you know, just trying to focus our ideas around family, family entertainment.
That's great. That's great. I think that brings the family unit together when there's more activities they can all participate in. And that's one thing I will say, like, about the show that I went to. It was pure comedy. It was funny, and yet it was clean. It was held at a church. It was very nice and a very nice family-oriented type of event. And that's what you all strive to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's
what we try to do, clean comedy, positive, productive, you know, material that would be family-oriented, basically, you know, that you can bring your kids and, you know, and have a good time and have a night out and enjoy some fun with the family.
Yeah.
You know, Steve,
these
comedians that we're featuring in this show coming up on the 27th, these are some of the best comedians that you would ever want to hear. I mean, they are hilariously funny. We were fortunate enough to get them on a show in Huntsville, Alabama, back in October of last year, and they really turned it out. So I was
really?
Like, you know, we definitely got to bring them to the Atlanta area. Dino is one of the best hosts and comedians that are probably in the Southeast.
So, Dino.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about you. We love to laugh here on the Stephen Knight Show, so tell us a little bit about you.
Man, I tell you what, I'm so looking forward to getting to DK to Georgia. I can't wait. I'm thinking about just trying to walk now, gas, so I might as well.
I think I walk now from Birmingham. I might get there in time, baby.
If you start now, right?
Well, talk a little bit about your background.
My background is actually, and this will shock a lot of people, but I'm actually a senior vice president for a regional bank. Birmingham. So I got a serious day job, but I love my part-time hustle, man. Just sitting up on stage, making people laugh, and not having to curse at them, and you know, we're able to do any subject matter, but do it in a way that even if it's a 12-year-old kid and I can talk about something, and unless they're just street savvy, like a lot of kids are today, they ain't gonna know what's happening, and they're adults.
Right.
So I love my part-time hustle, man. I absolutely love what I do. I've been able to work with Rocksteady, Stoney, and Lerman are two of the best guys in the business of what they do in terms of promoting good, clean Christian entertainment. So, you know, I'm ready to get it, man. I'm looking forward to coming to Decatur. I can't wait.
So where are you now?
Right now I'm in Birmingham. I just finished a set at the world-famous Stardome Comedy Club with Rob Snyder that's in Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah.
Movies. Just did a weekend show with him at the Stardome a couple of weeks ago. Was with John Caparulo before that. I've worked with Chris Tucker, a lot of other folks, but I really like working with these guys, you know, that are at my level that nobody knows right now, but they're just very funny guys, and so you're going to get some of the best entertainment, and what's cool about it, you've never seen anything like what you're going to see.
Okay.
I mean, it's gonna, who we got coming, Lerman? We got Charles coming with us.
Charles Winston III, and by all means, don't leave off his 1, 2, 3.
Only one story. Hold on. Let me tell you. Charles Winston III is the son of a preacher. And you know they said preacher's kids is the worst. They ain't lying.
They not lying.
And then we have Jason.
Made it out of church.
Wow. And then we have Jason Shorter. And by no means, right, by no means, if you take the ER off, he's short by no means. He's tall in stature, tall in comedy, and just outrageously funny.
Wow. Let me just tell you right now, Stephen, his nickname is Slaughterhouse. Jason Slaughterhouse Shorter. And when he started talking about his mama and being in church, I done heard him 5 or 6 times or more, and I'm still sitting there crying laughing. He's going to
rip. Well, you know, that's we all can relate to the mom giving us the look in church, like, you better sit down. You better be quiet.
You better fucking look. Think the mama gave him the whooping right there.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Steve, but let me tell you one of the best things about this show is you're getting quality entertainment, which is what we strive to provide to the community.
Yeah.
But you're getting it at a price that is just unbeatable, $10 a ticket.
Yeah.
$10 a ticket.
And
so we're asking everybody to come out and support us.
Yeah, I was telling Stoney today, you know, at $10 a ticket, you know, you go out with your family. And it's not expensive, you know what I mean? And you'll have a great time. I know the last one I went to, and me and Ms. Parker, we're actually going to this one together. We can't wait,
okay.
You know.
Let me say this. Please know that you're going to pay $10 for a ticket, but you're going to get a $50 ticket show.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
I cannot stress to you, Jason, Charles, myself, we absolutely love what we do. I shouldn't say this to Long because he pays us, but we'd have probably done it for free.
Look, now that the check's been written, we do it for free. Dino, let me ask you. So, you know, you're this executive at a bank. How did you get into comedy?
The truth of it is, somebody asked me if I wanted to buy 2 tickets to a banquet for me and my wife, and at the time I wasn't an executive at a bank, and so I was like, well, what all y'all have is, like, we'll have a DJ, we'll have some food, some music. I was like, do I have a comedian? It was like, nope. I said, well, you give me 2 tickets, I'm going to come and do the show. And so the lady thought I was a comedian. She gave me 2 tickets. Well, now, guess what I got to do? I got to tell some jokes.
Right.
And it was great, man. I did that, and then I started doing open mic competitions. I won the open mic finale here at the Stardome in Birmingham, which is one of the hottest comedy clubs in America. So if anybody's ever in the Birmingham area and wants some good comedy, check out the Stardome. And then get to work with folks like Lerman and Rocksteady, man. Those guys have been great. You meet a lot of shady folks in this business, but these guys, what they tell you they're going to do, they're going to do. So Decatur, when they tell you they're delivering a Rocksteady show, be prepared to come and have a rock steady good time. I mean, we're going to have a good time. I can tell you, it's Labor Day weekend. Y'all ain't got nothing else to do in Decatur. Come on.
Memorial Day weekend.
Put all my holidays mixed up.
Those
two holidays, for whatever reason, I always get mixed up.
I do that too for some reason. I don't know why, but I always
I just know it's a barbecue holiday. That's all I know.
We're going to eat. Right. We're going to eat that weekend. Exactly.
Yeah. But Steve, not only do we focus on comedy, we're in the process of putting our event calendar together for 2011 and doing that. We do competitions, we do special events. Recently we just did a special event, red carpet celebration, sponsored by Rocksteady Entertainment for our director of artist development, Mr. Stoney Rob Williams, who had a great event here at Rocksteady Entertainment. But coming up in the future, we're going to be doing a competition in the praise dance competition arena. We're going to be doing a singing competition.
Sign me up for all of them. I want to compete. Sign me up.
You're going to get your praise dance on?
praise dancer. I gotta put some powder on my face too, because you know the older praise dancers always have a mask on.
Hey, but believe it or not, in Huntsville, brother Posey, he did some praise dancing during his routine. So that was kind of, you know, a treat in itself. You got a little comedy from him. Then we got some praise dance, and people were just having a great time.
Wow. I got it all.
But yeah, those are just some of the other type events that, you know, we try to do during the year, and we just want everybody to come out and enjoy the entertainment and have a good time and just feel that you can bring your family and you ain't got to worry about reaching over and covering up your kids' ears or what have
right,
you. You know, it's just family good entertainment.
And I'm telling you, I remember the event I went to last year, I mean, everyone was crying. Like, you could tell the friends, family came and they were just having a great time together, crying, laughing. I mean, laughing so hard they were crying, you know.
Yeah,
it was very funny.
Came in on that Willie Brown show.
Yeah, there was a very
ventriloquist. Yeah,
and the one girl from BET, I can't remember her name.
Small Fry.
Yeah, she had me crying.
Yeah.
Do you all manage artists as well? Is that correct?
We are looking to manage artists. We are looking to identify people who are really serious about their craft and people who are really wanting to make a difference in the entertainment industry.
Right.
We have some great ties and connections with some producers and managers out of Warner Brothers and Universal Records. And so, but unfortunately, right now, you know, the people that we have been sending forward just have not been the ones that they've been looking for. And in doing that, there's nothing wrong with it. We try to keep everything above board so you'll know, you know, where you need to go and focus your attention in terms of just becoming better. Because there's an opportunity out there for everybody.
Hear me. Yeah, I am. Send me. Like the Bible says.
Send me. But if I send you, Dino, I'm going to have to go with you.
Come on, y'all. We done roll together this one. Come on. What you need, a head shot? I get my baby girl take the picture right quick.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I know I've seen Lerman and Stony Rock. I've seen you all at a lot of the events here, so I know that you are very active, you know, especially here in Atlanta. I'm sure other places as well. So I know that you all have a lot going on. How do you manage everything so that you're able to do the comedy, do the music, do the events? How do you manage all that?
A day that starts from 7 a.m. and don't end until about 12 or 1 a.m.
Wow.
You know, it's not easy trying to be a small businessman, but in trying to be your own boss, it's no time clock. It's 24/7. If someone calls me at 9 o'clock and wanting to talk, hey, we talk. If they call Stony wanting to talk, they talk. You know, it's about knowing your audience and knowing who's out there and who's serious about their craft, and that seriousness goes both ways. It goes in the direction of the artist, and it comes back toward us as the management team.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
that's true.
So it's some long hours.
And then when you enjoy something that you love and you enjoy doing, I mean, you can't help but to just, you know, continue on, and the endurance is there every day for you to perform and be productive in what you do. So it's just, you just enjoy what you do, you know?
Yeah,
that's
true. When you work with people like Dino, it makes you want to help that person at becoming successful, because it's a win-win for everybody.
Exactly. And one thing I've learned for myself is that when you put in that hard work, it definitely pays off. It's one way or the other. You know what I mean? And that's when doors open for you and opportunities open for you. So, you know, I definitely love what you guys are doing, and I definitely look forward to the show on May 27th. Tell us a little bit more about the show, some things that you want people to take away from it.
Take away from the show, the main thing to take away from the show from my perspective is to know that you can have a good time and keep it positive. You can have a great time and celebrate family and friends. You know, recently I lost my father about 4 weeks ago.
No problem.
Thanks a lot, man. But, you know, what I'm learning is to take every day as if it was your last. Because the fortunate thing about that situation was I got an opportunity to spend that last weekend with him. And
oh,
by
wow.
the time I got back here, you know, I was notified 2 hours later. But, you know, it's some pain to get through, and it helps to talk about it. But, again, to you know, take each day as if it was your last and shoot for the moon. And if you miss the moon, you'll be among the stars.
That's
so,
true.
That's
true.
You know, this is a great experience. I think we're having a great opportunity before us, and it can only get better from here.
So where is the event being held this year? I mean, this time?
Say that again.
Where is the event being held?
Oh, the event is going to be at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center in Decatur, Georgia. And that address is 3181 Rainbow Drive in Decatur. And you can actually get complete details by visiting our website even at www.rocksteadyent.com. Again, that's www.rocksteadyent.com. And you can purchase tickets online, or if you call either one of the numbers that are listed on the webpage, if you don't want to put your credit card information online, like I know a lot of people don't nowadays, and I can understand why, you call us, we'll get the hard copy tickets to you.
Okay, well, absolutely. And we'll have a flyer on our Facebook page as well as our website of the event. You definitely don't want to check it out. Dino, I know you're going to kill it. I can't wait to hear you live on stage. And that's May 27th.
I'm writing all new jokes for Decatur, Georgia right now.
All new jokes. We get the exclusive. Well, I do look forward to it. And I give your website one more time.
It's www.rocksteadyent.com. That's rock
right.
without the K.
Definitely. Well, listen, y'all, and thank you so much for being on our show tonight. I can't wait to be at the event, and we'll definitely be keeping up with what's going on with Rocksteady Entertainment and, of course, with Dino. I look forward to it. Thanks again for your time tonight.
Thank you, Stephen.
Got one more piece of information for you.
Okay.
You can also purchase the tickets at Berean Christian Bookstore on Cleveland Avenue or St. Philip's Bookstore at St. Philip's AME Church.
Okay.
Where can they get a church fan, though? You're going to need to bring some of them. Where can they get a church fan?
The church fan.
Hot in Georgia.
Yeah, it's hot here. Hot Atlanta. Hot Atlanta. Well, listen, guys, you have a great evening, and see you May 27th.
All right, Steve, be blessed.
All right, you too.
All right.
Like I said, for more information about Rocksteady Entertainment, the upcoming events, please visit us on Facebook and at www.thestephenknightshow.webs.com, and we'll be right back.
Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. Internet,
Matt. Welcome back. I know everybody's wondering what's going on with Chike. Where's Chike been? Chike has a different schedule from most of us, so he's going to call in whenever he gets the opportunity throughout the show. But Chike, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm great, dude. How are you?
I'm great. I know you've been working hard for us behind the scenes. You know, setting up the great shows. We have some great shows coming up. I can't wait.
Definitely. I'm excited.
Yeah, and so we definitely want to thank you for your hard work. What's going on with the movies?
Well, I went to go see Scream, and I went to go see, as Ms. Parker recommended, The Conspirator.
Okay.
Good recommend, Ms. Parker.
I know everyone's been talking about.
Thanks for checking that out for me. How was it?
It was good. It was really, really good. But, you know, Robert Redford doesn't put out anything shabby. You know, he's like the creme of the creme. Movie was excellent. And what they teach you in the history books compares nothing to the true story, you know, this meaty story that he put together. It entails the whole entire conspiracy to kill Lincoln, but it went so far beyond Lincoln. It wasn't just him. It was everybody that was surrounding him. They were trying to get rid of just basically everybody in his cabinet, but they don't tell you that. This movie is very, very excellent. Yeah, yeah. It's a must-see, definitely. And, of course,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I said, I know there's been a lot of hype around Scream 4. I know on Facebook, that's all I saw, people going to see Scream 4. How was that?
It was good. I mean, it did not disappoint. You know, I think that they knew that going into this again, they would have to outdo everything that they did before. And especially with the whole horror genre being lackluster, say the least, they definitely had to step up and rise to the occasion, and they did not disappoint. It was the old Scream plus a little bit more.
Okay.
So I highly recommend going to go see that. Good date movie.
Do you like horror movies?
Like, love.
No, I love them.
Love.
Ms. Parker, do you like them?
No, life is scary now.
I couldn't see you watching.
Wait a minute, hold up. Ms. Parker, who's always saying, hold me from the thunder, you would not appreciate a horror movie being all cuddled up on a date? Really?
No. Mm-hmm. Real life is scary enough. I don't even...
hey, Steve, let me find out she's a punk.
I know.
You finding out now. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, I love horror movies, and I'm telling you, I remember I used to sit back, I when I rent them or get them, whatever, I watch it with all the lights off.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But those are two picks for the week. So definitely go check those out.
Anything else coming out? Anything else coming out that you look forward to? Other than Jumping the Broom, I know that's coming soon.
You know I'm holding on to that one. That's the main one that I'm looking for. I'm actually thinking about checking out Water for Elephants. My coworker that I work with is reading the book, and, you know, we're discussing the book as she's reading it, because I didn't read the book, but we're discussing the book, you know, as she's reading it, and it seems pretty interesting, and I'm going to go check it out. I'm a Reese Witherspoon fan to boot, so I'm going to check it out. I think that it's a pretty good story, and I would like to see how it plays out on the screen.
Great. Well, as always, we definitely appreciate you, all that you do behind the scenes, on the show.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate your hard work behind the scenes.
Thank you.
And a big help for us. Well, you have a great night, and we'll be listening to you again next week. Hear what you got for
you
us.
You too, guys. And remember, if you see me at the movie theater, you better buy me some popcorn. Extra butter.
All right.
Have a good night, y'all.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night.
Now, Ms. Parker, the question of the day, we briefly talked about it, about if you had previously dated someone in the office, is it acceptable to date someone else in the same office? Now, I want to read some of the people's comments on Facebook. Someone said, that's grimy, but again, this is 2011.
But, I mean, everyone's kind of within the same, you know, viewpoint that we spoke of earlier. Like, it's just not a good thing to start. To date someone in the office.
Jennifer put, well, I don't like to date in the office, but if I did do it, why not? Why wouldn't I date someone else there? Y'all aren't together for a reason. The other person might be better for you. But, yeah, I think, like you said, the general consensus is that stay away from the office romance, you know?
Yeah, not a good look.
Yeah, because most people they talked about that. Now, before we go to break, I want to give a shout out to, it's FDI Cares, FDICares.com. They work with people who don't have benefits, and they help you get the benefits and whatnot at a lower cost. I know a lot of people going through economic hard times and whatnot. So definitely check out that website, FDICares.com, and learn more about what they can offer you.
What
and,
do you mean benefits, like health insurance and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's for people who have, you know, financially restricted, you know. So
definitely check that out, and I'll post the link on there. I don't know a whole lot about it, but Janella Jones asked me to tell people about it because they can really you can really save a lot of money and get the care that you need. So, again, that's FDICares.com. And okay. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. It's time to go into Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. Each week, we select artists to play on our playlist. And the playlist is posted usually on our Facebook page every Monday, so you know who it is. I forgot to post it this week, but I'll post it this evening, later on tonight, so you'll be able to see. Tonight, our playlist features songs by Richie Sky, Del Trevor, Mike Rome, and more.
If you're interested in being featured on the Stephen Knight playlist, please make sure to email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two photos of yourself, your bio, one or two songs. Please make sure that these songs are clean and ready to be played on the radio. They're already edited. We look forward to hearing from you and hearing your music.
Well, the first song, I decided to bring it back because I am very excited. I'll be debuting new music next month, so I'm very excited about that. But this song right here is by me. It's entitled Nightlife. I hope you enjoy it, and check out Stephen's playlist.
Get won't you make me a man? Baby, I know you. You don't wanna do nothing uncomfortable. But baby, rest assured that we look good together in storm and sunny weather. Baby, let me know where you wanna go. Take it to the door, we could do whatever.
Do you do when you find yourself on a one-way love? Do you do the street? What do you do
Going on,
strong.
welcome back to Stephen Knight show. I hope you enjoyed the playlist. You know, we have some great talent. Big shout out to Phoenix Electric. You know, that's my producer I'm working with for my project. And he and I are about to get back in the studio in the next 2 weeks to get to make some magic. Also, Del Chavar, I've known him forever, it seems like. Very talented. Check him out as well. Richie Sky, I just met him. He sent me some music, and I was really feeling his song, Forever is Never Impossible. Check him out also. All these people on Facebook. Philly, he has a project coming out. He has a single, Two-Way Street, that you can download off iTunes. But, yeah, definitely. Brandon Beal. That song Country Love was from older project of his, but he's definitely someone that you want to check out too. So a lot of good talent. And also, if you want to have your music featured, definitely email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. Well, Ms. Parker, another show completed.
One down on a Monday night.
Our first Monday night. I think we're going to get used to this, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's a good week, you know, good way to start our week off. So
yeah, a little good way to start the week, and we appreciate all of our listeners as always for checking us out.
Thank you.
Miss Parker was just complimenting on my hair.
before I bring that up,
so I was just thinking about it. I usually wear a do rag, you know, but I don't wear a do rag the night before I go to the barbershop, so my hair's kind of standing up. Miss Parker, you ain't get a haircut this week.
With a straight face.
You're right.
It was an honest, serious question. I wasn't trying to be
one
funny.
Thing about Ms. Parker that you have to, she cannot, she probably is not a good liar because everything's written on her face. And she
probably,
says exactly,
I know I'm not.
And look, you say exactly how you feel. It just comes out.
Yeah, whatever I'm thinking kind of comes out of my mouth. Yeah.
So, she's like, you ain't get a haircut this week.
Because I looked at it, I'm thinking he must have skipped his haircut this week when it came out.
No, I'm getting my haircut tomorrow, so rest assured.
Good.
Anything else coming up? You got any more 5K races and all that kind of stuff?
No, not any 5Ks. I have to look into it. But you know, I've been doing different classes, and I did a 2-hour boot camp, and I have to shout them out while I'm thinking about it. BSI, please check them out. They're on Roswell. They do boot camps on, well, I believe every day of the week, but they hold like a free kind of tryout class on Saturdays at 10 a.m. The best workout I've ever had in my life, and I've had trainers since I can remember.
Yeah.
They are an awesome group of guys. You know, just check them out when you get a chance.
What kind of things? I know you said you did kickboxing one day, right?
Well, I did kickboxing last Saturday, so I'm trying to do a class on Saturdays. I may try to squeeze a class in on a Sunday or so, or maybe during the week. But I'm trying to do different classes. Just trying to change it up a little bit. You know, I used to run a lot, and now I'm doing some weights. So just trying to change it up and mix it up a little bit. I did kickboxing. That was at another gym closer to Belwood area. That was when Roz was as well. And yeah, they're pretty good as well. I forgot the name of the gym. But there's so many little gyms around Atlanta that have
stuff
gyms going on. So I'm going to try to do maybe an outside boot camp next Saturday. But, you know, the guy at BSI, really, really great. So I'm going to shout them out on my Facebook, and then maybe we can go ahead and link them up on the Stephen Knight show as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're all trying to get ready for, you know, the summer is right around the corner here
it's
in Atlanta.
It's not working.
Summer.
I just eat too much.
The summer starts here in Atlanta like in April, so April, May. So that's when the weather starts changing. But, you know, we'll get there. We're planning on going to Miami this summer. So that should be fun.
Yeah. Did you figure out a date yet?
Not yet. I'm working on it, but I'll definitely keep it posted.
I think that'd be a fun trip, but yeah, I think this is our cue.
That's our cue. It's our time. But thanks again for checking us out, and you all have a great week. Thanks for following us always, and let everyone know that we're on Mondays now. Have a great week.
Have a great week, everyone.